Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I have. I had the pleasure of meeting them the Wednesday afternoon at the Row at CMA Fest week, and it was one of the highlights of the week to get to see them with not much crowds. Mm-hmm. In this case, for me, it was a good thing because I got to speak to them for a few minutes and give them both hugs.
Right. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our friends at the Hobbs Sisters back to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
We're good. How are you guys? Thanks so much for having us on.
Doing absolutely. We were talking a little bit off air, and I still cannot believe it's been over 2 years since we've done this.
That is crazy. I honestly would have guessed that it had been like a year. That has to be the fastest 2 years that have ever gone by for me. Feels like it's just yesterday.
I agree completely.
Well, I don't want it to go by too fast, because before you know it, we'll all be getting AARP cards and on Medicaid.
I know, right?
We don't want
to wish was kind of like...
You know, and...
No.
And in that 2 years, a bunch of stuff has happened for y'all. I mean, y'all are officially Nashville residents, so... how does that feel? I mean...
It feels awesome. It was a goal of ours for so long to be living in Nashville. And, you know, we used to travel. We'd come up just about every 6 weeks just to go back and forth. And we'd come up to write. And, you know, we spent a lot of time coming back and forth from Pittsburgh. So to finally reach the goal of being in Nashville and living here, it's just such a creative, collaborative environment that we felt like we've learned so much. And it's just been an awesome experience so far.
Awesome. Now, I don't know if y'all know this, but I only live about 2.5 hours from Nashville. I've got family that lives about 20 minutes outside of the city. So Nashville's like my second home at this point. I go pretty
that's
much
awesome.
Every chance
I
possibly get.
That. That is so awesome.
Yeah,
that's so nice, living so close.
And as a matter of fact, I'll be up there in September and again in October. So.
Oh, yay. Hopefully we'll be playing some shows and can see you while you're here.
Awesome. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this new music y'all released.
Yes.
Of course, I played background noise to open the show, and that's the current single. But y'all actually entered background noise into the Nash Next competition. Talk about that a second.
We did. Yeah. So the Nash Next competition has been going on for a couple of years. So it's the Nash FM stations, which there's stations all across the country. There's, you know, some in a lot of the big cities. So each station you can submit in your city where you live. You submit an original song, and there's all of these different rounds with judging and all kinds of things, and it ends with a finale. The top 10 finalists compete in Nashville in October, and the winner actually gets a record deal with Big Machine, which is awesome. And so this is the first year that we've entered, so we decided to take a shot. We entered Background Noise, and we're new to it all, so we're kind of just seeing how it goes, and it seems like it'll be a lot of fun.
I think you have a great chance of getting to the final 10, ladies. I really do.
Thank you.
I agree completely.
There's a lot of talent.
And if, yes, and if you do get to the finals, I will definitely do all I can to come see you live compete against the other 9 acts.
That
would
be
yes,
so bad.
Absolutely.
So we'll see how it goes.
Same here.
Rolling dice and seeing how it goes.
One step at a time.
You know, I don't say this a lot, but since I feel like we're friends here and we're pretty close. Y'all have been some of the biggest champions of what I'm doing with this show for years.
Well, we tell you what, you do so much for other artists that it's really you make it very easy on our end.
Oh, yeah.
Fan of your show because you feature so many people and it was so fun to you guys before we got on live here. It's just, you know, how important it is this business is about connections and just other people in the industry, other artists, and you have such a great outlet for us all to meet and connect with each other, and it's such a nice community that you've built. So it's such an easy thing to support. We love it. You guys are awesome.
Same thing with you, ladies.
Thank you for that. And I got one of the biggest opportunities of a lifetime back in May. I think it was May or June, one of the two. I got to interview CMT's Katie Cook.
I saw that
on the show.
That's amazing. That is so cool.
Katie is literally the most genuine person on the face of this planet. I'm not going to lie to you.
That is awesome.
But she told me something that that is probably going to stick with me, with me forever. She said that she supports what we're doing here with this radio show, and I'm like, wait, somebody in your position supports this little radio show? What is happening here?
That is amazing. That is huge. Such a compliment, too, coming from someone, you know, with so successful to, you know about your show, and I just think that's amazing.
You know, first off, I didn't even think the interview was going to happen because, I mean, it's Katie Cook, for crying out loud. I didn't even...
Right, yes, amazing.
When I sent out the tweet, I'm like, she's not going to respond to this. I'm just in the dark here, but it's just like... When she responded, I'm like, pinch me, please. Just somebody pinch me here.
I have done the same thing. Well, what a great example of those. You know, there's, especially in this business, it's like those moments where you feel like, oh, I'm not going to, like, I can't ask that. I'm not going to do that. But then when you actually take a shot and do it, like, how amazing that it actually works out. I just think that's a great example for all of us to, like, take a shot. Take the shot. Make the ask. You know, you really never know what's going to happen.
Especially when there's genuine people like her in this business who will respond and take the time. I mean, that's such an incredible story.
It wasn't. I remember it was on a Saturday, and I had driven in Florida from Orlando to West Palm Beach, where I was about to fly home. And from the restaurant I was at is where I participated in the interview with Katie.
Oh, wow. So cool.
It is.
You know, and that brings me to the next point I wanted to discuss with y'all. The country industry in general, I mean, I see this all the time on social media. The major stars, whether it's Maren Morris or Kelsey Ballerini or whatever, reaching out to and encouraging the up-and-comers in the business like yourself. That puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, I think it's just a testament to the country music industry as a whole, just that it really, yeah, it's just a community of really great people who really, there's very few egos, and I think they all, for the most part, everyone really wants to help each other, and it's very refreshing, and I think it's very exciting, it makes you feel encouraged for someone at our level, but,
oh, absolutely.
You know, you can make it happen.
You know, and I'm glad y'all kind of brought up the thing about egos. Because this is something else I've learned. I've learned in this business there are two types of egos. The ego of the fact that I'm confident in my abilities and what I can do, and the ego of I'm better than everybody else and I know it.
Yes, and there's a huge difference. And I think, you know, the people you want to meet are the confident ones who are just happy to share their knowledge and their experience. And I think those are the refreshing kind of people that are great
so
to
true.
Surround yourself with.
So since y'all have been in Nashville, has there been a moment, whether it's in the writing room or playing a show somewhere, where y'all have been like, is this actually my life right now?
All the time. But I think we've had the chance to play the Bluebird Cafe a couple of times since we've been here. We played most recently on Sunday, and we were both saying it's like it's one of those places that never loses its thrill for us. Even I think we could probably play it 100 times down the line, and it would still be just as exciting as the first time. Because it's just this magical place of where so many great songwriters have been and so many great songwriters got their start. So for me, that just, it'll probably always be fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just like you almost get chills just looking around the room, thinking of all the incredible writers and performers that have been there. And just to be on that stage is
really
totally incredible.
That is awesome. And something else I've got for you that I don't think we covered last time you were on, but when everything's said and done with your career 40, 50 years down the road, and you've won CMA awards, ACMs, whatever, What kind of legacy or impact do y'all want to have on the industry?
Oh, wow.
That's a really awesome question. I mean, I think for me, you know, there's so many parts to this business. You know, you're a singer and you're an entertainer and you're a performer and a songwriter. And I think for Hannah and I, I hope that the songs we write over however long our career is, I hope we write some of those songs that just stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're so real.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite songs are just the ones that, you know, came from a place of such, like, truth and honesty, and I feel like as a songwriter, your job is constantly trying to capture that in the room. And I can only hope that someday we write some of those kind of songs that can, like Lauren said, stick around for a while and still have meaning even years
mm-hmm.
later.
You know, I've got your brand new EP. Of course I've got the thing. I mean, I wouldn't be a good radioist if I didn't have it. But one of my favorite songs on this EP, besides background noise, is You'll Know. I just love that song.
Thank you. I have to say, that's one of our favorites, too. We wrote it with a guy named Josh Bird. He's
a good friend of ours.
Good friend and songwriter out of Atlanta. And just one of the best people we've ever met. And so we just really have a lot in common. And just he is so talented. So I just feel like I just want to soak up his knowledge every time we're in the room together. But yeah, it's one of my personal favorites on the album as well.
Another question I had for you, and we might have covered this last time, I don't know, but since you're now a permanent Nashville resident, and you've gotten a chance to play around town quite a bit, and you might have already
mm-hmm.
answered this, but what is y'all's favorite place to play?
Oh, wow. There's a ton. I mean, we play at The Row a lot, which is great. Mike over there is so awesome and has so many opportunities for songwriters. We've done a couple fun writers rounds, too. Bus Call is a new one that's at Tin Roof on Wednesdays, and the guys who run it are fantastic. And we don't have a band here yet, but it's a full band showcase. So everybody gets like 3 or 4 songs. You do them with a band, and it's just a really cool environment. It's been one of our new favorites to play at for sure.
Awesome. The Row is probably one of my favorite places in town. I have to go there
pretty much
every time I'm in Nashville. quick funny story about The Row.
Sure.
My buddy Josh Gallagher, who was on The Voice a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Last time I was at The Row, he actually gave me a shout out on stage. And he said that his newest song, How About You, came in at, like, number 2 on the show. And I'm going to be honest.
Oh, wow.
I sort of felt like a celebrity that night. I'm going to be completely honest with y'all.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. He seems like an awesome guy and so talented, too. And so cool of him to do that while you were there. That's so great.
He's a good dude. Josh is a good dude.
We never got to meet him, but he seems awesome.
Yeah, and Matt, the guy that runs the show, obviously, was giving me a shout out pretty much all night. So that was one of the few times in my life besides the National Universe Awards back in May I really felt like a celebrity.
Oh, that is so fantastic! That is awesome.
You know, and speaking of the National Universe Awards, they were at another favorite place of mine, the Wild Horse.
The Wild Horse
place
is so
too.
Cool.
And, yeah, it is. It was a long night of filming. I'm going to be honest, because we filmed it like a month before it actually aired.
Oh, that's right.
And it was a long night of filming. I'm going to be honest, but it was just so much fun.
I've heard it's awesome.
And I was totally shocked that Moon Craig were nominated in the first round of that award show. I was completely shocked we were nominated.
How cool was that? I bet y'all were so excited.
Oh.
I saw the nomination list. I said, this has to be some sort of cruel joke. This has got to be some sort of joke.
Oh, definitely
yeah,
not. Y'all deserve it.
No, to see our names were Bobby Bones and Katie Cook, you know, it was a terrific honor.
How cool.
Yeah, I mean,
that is truly awesome.
We were nominated with like Craig said, Bobby Bones, Betsy Spina of Radio Disney Country, some of the big power players in the industry, and then there was little old us. I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, it's just another one of those pinch yourself moments. Like, you can hardly believe it's happening, but that is really awesome.
So, let's see. I've got your website pulled up here with your tour schedule. Y'all going back to Pennsylvania pretty soon to play with Sammy Kershaw.
So it's a concert series in I think Katanning, right outside of Pittsburgh. It's called Arts on the Allegheny.
It's on the Allegheny River.
So we played it a couple of years ago, I think like 2 years ago, and just kept in contact with Marianne, the woman who does the booking, and she called at the beginning of this year and said, hey, we're bringing out Sammy Kershaw. We remembered you guys and thought you would be a great fit for the concert. So we're really excited. It's a
really fun venue. It's like an outdoor amphitheater. It's right on the water. So there's people sitting and watching the concert, but there's also people like on their boats out like behind the stage listening. So it's really cool. And obviously Sammy Kershaw is such a legend. So we're so excited to get the opportunity to open for him. It's always a thrill to get to open for a national act. It's just, we always consider it a very big privilege to get to warm up the crowd for a national act.
I remember my only time ever being in Pittsburgh. I was at a Pirates game one time, and that stadium is just gorgeous. I mean, where the Ohio, Allegheny, and the Monongahela Rivers just converge right there. It is just so gorgeous.
It's one of my
beautiful stadium.
PNC Park is one of my favorite places in Pittsburgh. It is really an awesome place.
But Pittsburgh in and of itself. I remember driving into Pittsburgh. And y'all know this. As you're driving in, there's literally cornfields everywhere. But you go through the tunnel and then boom, there's Pittsburgh. You're like, wait, there's actually a city here? This is cool.
Coming through the tunnel is like one of the coolest views of the city because it just out of nowhere, like you pop out and it's just, you know, you can see the whole city of Pittsburgh. So it's still, even when you live there or have lived there most of your life, you still get a thrill when you come out of that tunnel and see the skyline.
I will say, I think Pittsburgh is one of the harder cities to drive in. Our road systems make no sense. If you miss your turn, like, you are going to go around for a while until it comes back to you.
Trust me. Having driven in New York City, Chicago, and San Francisco, I'm convinced I can drive pretty much anywhere at this point.
Yeah, I would say you're pretty qualified.
No, you got to go through New York. You haven't passed the test unless you drive through New York. Even I'm scared to go through.
Oh, I've done it.
Very little desire to drive through New York.
How long ago have you done it?
I've done it twice. It's really
twice.
It's honestly not fun.
You
got to
do it like 20, 50 times. You're barely a novice in driving. Forgive me for saying that, but you got to drive a bit. Look, even in Uber cars in New York, just as a passenger, I'm closing my eyes. Oh,
that would terrify me for sure.
Yeah,
that's fair. probably one of the most terrifying cab experiences I've ever had. It was my first time in Canada.
Okay.
And of course they have the metric system where it's a kilometers or whatever, not miles an hour. But I was in the back seat of this cab, and I promise you they have no regard for speed limits in Canada whatsoever.
That is very scary.
I was in the back seat.
I
was in that back seat holding on, literally fearing for my life.
Yeah, just holding on to anything you can.
Exactly. The last question I think I've got for y'all. Well, 30 minutes is just totally flown by. It's not even
fun. I know.
Fun.
I felt like 5 minutes. I literally feel like we just sat down to talk.
You know, it seems like the background noise can go by very quickly if you're not careful.
Yes, it can.
I will say this, though. When you're talking to people that you consider dear friends, it makes it go by so fast.
Oh, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly. So I wanted to ask... I know pretty much everybody at this point is on social media, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like social media is taking over our lives completely right now. But do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole because of social media?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, it's one of those things where it's like now there's almost no excuse for not getting your music out there just because there's so many ways to do it. There's so many, you know, and everyone has a different preference for what social media they like and what streaming service and all of that stuff. But I think it's just, you know, it's so great to be able to take advantage of all these opportunities to get yourself out there. And I love that, you know, whether we're in Pittsburgh or Nashville, you know, where we are geographically connect. It's so, you know, we always ask each other, you know, how hard it must have been for independent artists before the existence of social media and even streaming, you know, to be able to spread your music to people and to share it and, you know, pop on Facebook Live and do a concert. Like, to have those opportunities, even if you don't have a record deal or a publishing deal, it's so helpful to still be able to play your music and share it with, you know, as many people online as you can.
And
you awesome. Get to know people from, you know, all over the country, all over the world. And so I think it feels like it's a great time to be an independent artist,
oh,
I think,
sure.
Because we just have so many tools at our disposal. You know, it's a lot of fun for us to get to know people in all kinds of ways.
Does you like, ladies, about your Facebook concerts that not only do you sing for, like, at least half hour or 35 minutes, I like how the fact mm-hmm. how you rotate guitars back while one is playing.
Yeah.
While you're both singing. I just get a kick out of that
for
some reason.
We like to keep it interesting.
You like to keep the brew cooking?
I'm glad y'all brought up Facebook because I wanted to touch on something that y'all do every week, and it's the Talk to Us Tuesday.
Yes.
How did that initially come about?
You know, it actually, our younger sister she went to college for public relations. And so one summer she helped us with our social media and just was giving us tips on what we could do better and how we could keep staying connected. And she, that summer, this was 2 years ago, she said, hey, how about you just do a weekly chat session? You know, you could call it Talk to Us Tuesday. And every Tuesday you get on and you just answer questions from your fans and they'll kind of come to know it as a time that they can hang out with you and get to know you. And we loved it and we launched it and we just haven't quit since then because I just feel like it's a great way to get to know, you know, fans we've had for a while and then a great way to introduce new fans to who we are. Well, and we get to know you guys too, which is great because it's, you know, Facebook Live is so cool because it can be not only us answering questions, but we can ask you guys things and, you know, it's fun to go both ways and just have a conversation. It's really cool.
That's how I met you, ladies, and I'm very grateful for it so far.
Exactly.
After I finish work, it's the one thing I look forward to right after finishing on work on Tuesday. Oh, can't wait for the Hop Sisters spoke Tuesday. Like, but today was not one of them because we were interviewing you today.
Exactly.
Good. But I did hop on for 2 minutes to your broadcast today. I did hop on for like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
oh,
we saw that.
We appreciate that.
And I love the fact that y'all do that every week. I mean, it's so much fun. I've popped into a few of them recently, and it's so much fun that the fact that y'all do that.
Well, we love hearing that. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Wow. I honestly do not want this conversation to end.
Me either.
Oh man, we're gonna have to do this again sometime. And
absolutely, let's not wait 2 years to do it again.
Yes. Can ladies, can we get into you if you win the Nash next contest? Right away before you actually sign your contract with Big Machine.
We can only hope that we
have
good news to report.
You'll have good news regardless. I do believe that.
I agree. It's always so much fun catching up with y'all, and I've got the biggest smile on my face right now.
Oh, same here. Well, we always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for letting us chat with you and catch up, and we just always enjoy it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This was a blast, ladies. I just had to see
it
a
sure
full
was.
Show of the two of you, not just half hour, 40
yes.
minutes when I'm running from show to
Someday.
Show.
Someday.
Yes.
It'll happen, I know.
It will.
You know, and y'all know how I feel about you, that I just consider y'all very, very dear friends. And y'all know that y'all are welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you so much. We look forward to chatting again.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think I'm going to let y'all go and let y'all get back to your evening, but thanks again for doing this. This has been fun.
Well, thank you for having us. We always appreciate it.
Can't wait till the next one.
Absolutely.
And you're the best of luck with the next contest.
Thank you. We'll keep
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'll be voting my fingers off.
Oh, thank you.
All right, ladies, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, y'all take care. Have a great week.
You too, lady.
Bye-bye.
That was so much fun.
Yes, they're two...
It honestly felt like this interview was 5 minutes long. I'm not going to lie to you.
It did. It didn't seem that long to begin with. It really flew by.
True, it didn't. So, who do we have on the show next week, buddy?
Okay, let's see. On Monday the 18th, a week from tomorrow, we have Ashlyn Grace will be stopping by. And then we have a week from Thursday, the return of the wonderful Dallas Remington, who came out with her EP of Freedom. It's spectacular. And we're going to get a chance to speak to her about her new EP and, you know, all her new touring that she's done. She just performed the Country Stampede in Kansas, so we'll get to catch up with her, all that good stuff.
That's going to be fun. And I think Dallas is one of those artists that we haven't spoken to in years either. So that's going to be so much fun to catch up with her.
We spoke with her last August, but it does seem like longer.
True. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to let you go too, buddy, and sort of wrap things up here, okay?
All right. Have a great week, Cody. I'll speak to you next Wednesday.
All right, but I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely lady, with of the lovely Hobbs sisters. I just adore those girls so much. As Craig said, next week we have Ashlyn Grace and Dallas Remington on the show with us. So I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.